The Guardian.
Fáil Cóm is going to be a crown dependency, and this is the same kind of status that the Isle of Man has got in the Channel Islands.
That's correct, yes.
And what does that mean in practice? I mean, will you have your own flag, your own currency?
Yes, both of those. Stamps, company registrations, in a tax-free environment, all that kind of stuff.
And what's the legal basis for your assertion that Fáil Cóm has this independence?
Well, it's a myth that Shetland ever became part of the UK or even part of Scotland. In 1468, when Shetland was part of Norway, the Norwegian king, when his daughter married King James III of Scotland, was supposed to come up with a marriage dowry. He couldn't do so, and he pawned Shetland instead. Now, that gave King James III only the rights of a pawnbroker. It didn't give him ownership, and there was no time limit to the arrangement. And nothing has been done since then to change this arrangement. Nothing has given the Crown any kind of ownership that it could incorporate Shetland into the realm.
Now, Stuart, you're an Englishman. You've lived in Shetland for 7 years.
Will Embarrassing, isn't it?
Will other Shetlanders support your freedom struggle?
Quite a lot do, but it takes a lot for Shetlanders to stand up and say something. They have to be fairly sure that something can come of it before they will get involved. There are a lot that would like this to happen.
And you've been involved in a campaign for Udal law. This is a Norse legal system. Well, tell us about that.
You contrast Udal law with feudal law. Feudal law is the law that applies in most of the UK. And under that law, a landowner owns his land under the king. Under Udal law, which applies here, the landowner owns his land absolutely under God. There is no superior. So that's the fundamental difference between the two legal systems.
And what happens now, Stuart? Are you going to have a massive legal battle as the rest of the UK tries to drag you back on board?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. But they would have a problem, denying my case.
Tell us as well, because it's an interesting story, how you arrived in Shetland.
Yes, I previously lived in Suffolk, and I made an attempt to sail around Great Britain solo, non-stop, in a 14-foot open boat. I got as far as Shetland before I was capsized, and although I'd designed the boat to be self-righting from any position, I hadn't tested it with a full load on board, so when it went right over, I couldn't get it up again, so I had to call the rescue services and came into Shetland. And at that point, my wife had decided to leave me. I'd got the last 30 pence I had went down with the boat. My internet company that I was running at the time had collapsed. And I decided some years ago I'd live to 117. And at that time, I was exactly 58 and a half. So this seemed to me to be a crossroads in my life. And this is the second half of my life.
Well, Stuart, thanks very much for talking to us. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.